When we see conies being sold, they're not using the name Coney Island, are they? Because you see the concept of conies being sold in other stores.
Yes, there's 20-some-odd stores here in Tulsa.
But they're saturated. They're presenting it as either conies, they're not calling them Coney Island or Coney Islanders.
No, they can't, because one company did. We sent them a nice letter asking them to stop, cease and desist. They did.
So they may just say conies, and they can do that.
Yeah, apparently the word coney is not a copyrightable word. Virtually no store uses the word Coney Island. Now, they may say somebody's first name, Coney Island. There's two or three stores that use a name in front of the words Coney Island. They can do that.
In 1946, then, when the Tulsa World expanded, the store moved.
Yes, we had to move.
And it moved to?
108 West 4th. That used to be a barbershop. And apparently the person had sleeping quarters in the back. So we were able to get that particular location. Apparently he didn't want the lease anymore. Everybody was happy about it. So we went in there and redid everything. New flooring, new drains, electrical, everything. And we were able to open up in a couple of months. We opened in December of that year.
Of 46.
Of 46, yeah. When we opened at 10 cents. 10 cents.
In the new location.
New location. From 8 cents, we went to 10 cents.
Did that cause?
Not really. The only problem we had was during the war when we were at 5 cents. Finally, he was able to get okay from the OPA. They would tell you what kind of prices that you could do and what you couldn't do. This was retail, having to do with the customer directly. Retail customers came under the OPA. The wholesalers could raise prices, but we couldn't raise prices. So finally, we were able to go from 5 cents to 6 cents. And that was when the proverbial fan got into the picture. How can you go to 6 cents? How can you go 1 penny? That's a 20% rise, which is very true. But unfortunately, 1 cent is still 1 cent. That was the only real problem we had, that 1 penny. The next time we went to 7 cents, virtually nobody said anything.
So did the government control retail costs?
Oh, they controlled everything. We were trying to get sugar, for instance. You had problems getting sugar. You had problems getting meat. It got to the point where we had what we'd call a 6-inch coney, which maybe was about 6.5 inches. He had them cut it down to 5.5-inch conies and make the wieners from a 5-inch wiener to a 4-inch wiener. Everything was downsized in order to keep the price within the guidelines of the government. And the government didn't say anything. Now, he could have done a trick, which other people were doing, but he didn't want to even think about it. Once you're an established store, you had to go through them, even for a penny or 2 pennies or whatever it was that you wanted to raise the price of the conies. He could have sold the store to someone and then rebuy the store a week later and establish new prices. The OPA didn't care. They would say, okay, you started with a new store. A lot of people did that. A lot of people did that.
Why weren't they concerned about the price setting of a new store?
New stores came under different rules. You could price it any way you wanted. You could even outprice it to the point where nobody would come into the store. They didn't care.
But your father chose not to go that route.
Nope, he didn't. But once he finished with that store and moved to the other one on 4th Street, then he was able to get to the 10 cents that he needed.
During the war years.
During the war years.
They were controlling prices.
They were controlling prices and continuing to control prices even afterwards because they didn't want inflation. Inflation to them was, and today is a bad word.
When he did move to West 4th Street, then he could establish his own prices.
That's right.
And then increased perhaps down through the years, and he was never under any.
As far as I remember, there were nothing that would have prevented him from raising prices.